This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to reform the Hatch Act and give federal employees the same right to participate in election campaigns that all other citizens have. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, 1989 is the 50th anniversary of one of the most unfair laws ever imposed on federal employees. The Hatch Act of 1939 prohibits them from engaging in virtually all types of election activities, even if they do it on their own time. It's an outdated statute, Al. Employees shouldn't have to abandon their basic right to participate in democracy when they go to work for the federal government. The House of Representatives has approved realistic reforms to modernize the Hatch Act and let federal workers participate in campaigns on their own time, with clear prohibitions against using their official positions for partisan purposes. What are you afraid of, Al? That federal employees are more likely to be Democrats than Republicans? Is that any reason to hatch them and turn them into second-class Americans?
Come on, Ted. You're always twisting everything into a Democrat or Republican death struggle. You don't mention that the act also protects those same employees from subtle and sometimes not so subtle coercion by management. And I mean the irritating and unfair employment situation of withholding awards or favors, or being repeatedly assigned the less favorable projects, or even exclusion from group activities. These are the realities of political coercion that management could use to encourage federal employees to participate in a certain way in some elections. I'm four square for First Amendment rights for all American citizens, and I'm willing to look at any bill that will benefit our federal employees, but any effort must also assure safeguards against the coercion that will always go on in the workplace. This bill does not get that done, Ted. Roll her back in the shed, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again next on federal insurance requirements for underground storage tanks. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.